Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel again. So in just a few minutes, polls are going to close all across the United Kingdom and the election of 2024 will be over. So the new Westminster Parliament will be formed. The party that's probably going to have the most impact on this, surprisingly, is a party that probably get three MPs, though there have been estimates up to 17. And a party that's standing under this label for the very first time, Reform United Kingdom, led by the redoubtable Nigel Farage. I know he is a hate figure to some, reviled by most on the left, absolutely abominated by Europhiles. But what would I say to him? And I don't disagree with him on everything, but he's offering a false prospectus. He's a demagogue. He's promising the impossible, which is a luxury that he can indulge himself in, knowing that he'll never have to deliver. And just to play a spoiler for the major political parties, and there are reasons to smell a rat when you speak to Nigel Farage, which is not to say that the major parties are all honest or always keep their promises. One in no particular order, one of those eye-catching ones is going to stop the boat, which the Conservative Party has signally failed to do. So sort of Conservative with knobs on. But the one thing is you won't be able to deport the people, these illegal immigrants, to France if France doesn't agree. And there's no international law saying that France is obliged to accept them back. And France will not agree. Why should they? They'll say that the United Kingdom's problem to deal with. Now, I know the UK pays France billions of pounds a year, and the French, they do patrol the beaches to try and stop some of these boats taking off. And there's been limited success with that. But there's been that big jungle camp by Sangatte for decades. And France thinks it's getting rid of a problem because if these people are claiming asylum in France, France has to house them, feed them, provide them with medical care, provide them with education, and eventually take them in permanently if their claims are upheld. And actually, France rejects a much higher rate than the United Kingdom does. But so that's just not going to happen. There's absolutely no indication that would happen. Richard Tice was lying to people when he said the United Kingdom would be able to do so. Another one is saying that we can have net zero immigration. Well, it's not possible, nor is it even desirable. So totally inexpedient, impracticable. The United Kingdom needs immigration. Most countries need it, but the UK needs it quite badly with sub-replacement fertility. Anyway, who's done it? Well, he has by marrying two foreign women, for example. Another first one was Irish, as in from the Republic of Ireland. And of course, you know, we've always been treated very well by Great Britain. I'm being allowed to come and settle in Great Britain without filling out a single form, even though many Irish people gave two fingers to the United Kingdom just over a century ago and split and didn't choose not to even be in the Commonwealth, and make it very difficult to bring in a foreign spouse. Well, so much for family values. How on earth are they going to get people to work as farm laborers, waiters, waitresses, care staff in nursing homes? You know, 50% of nurses are from abroad, and the United Kingdom desperately needs to replace these people. These people are retiring at a faster rate than nurses are qualifying. Likewise, doctors is not quite as 40%. It's completely unachievable. And the United Kingdom being a center for global capitalism, that's partly because banks, stockbrokers, insurance companies can move in staff from around the world. Other things, ending the Windsor Protocol or the Northern Ireland Protocol, Windsor Framework Agreement about Northern Ireland is sure to aggravate asperities within Northern Ireland. It would impair relations with the Republic of Ireland, obviously have a deleterious effect on the relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union as a whole, which, like it or not, obviously the UK trades with European Union countries so much. That's the bulk of the UK's trade. And remember, that Brexit trade agreement is running out early next year. That was only for 5 years, and the UK is going to have a favourable agreement. It had better be in the good books of the European Union. So thinking he can play hardball, be chauvinistic without that many repercussions, there certainly would be repercussions. So it's just childish. This is just so categorical to say he can do this, always trying to be tough and blaming Johnny Foreigner. Not that Johnny Foreigner is always innocent. The Brexit promises have not come true. And to be fair to him, he can blame this on the Conservative and Unionist Party, that it would grow the economy and so on. Now the economy has shrunk a bit, grown a bit. Now there's a question of attribution. Causality is debatable. To what degree is this arising from the leaving the European Union? To what extent is this owing to extraneous factors? I think it's very difficult to disentangle all that. But his idea was to leave the European Union without any trade agreement whatsoever. Again, just because he thought he was being ballsy. So it's all this macho posturing. It's distinctly adolescent. And go by World Trade Organization rules. I can't think of a single country that's left a trade bloc and then traded on basis of WTA rules. It's a rather unproven path. And the WTA has only existed for about 30 years, is very risky. So, I mean, there were obviously teething problems with Brexit, even with the trade agreement. I think it'd be a lot worse without one. Certainly would really spook the market. And he claims to know a lot about the markets. What would happen to interest rates? What would happen to inflation? What would happen to the value of the pound sterling? It'd be like Trussonomics, only worse. That sort of October 2022 debacle. He's also anti-scientific, poo-pooing anthropogenic climate change, saying climate change is scarcely happening. It's hardly having a bad effect on us, but it is killing people, isn't it? Maybe not at a huge rate, but it's going to get a lot worse. The expert consensus is crystal clear. And so he would rip all that and make no effort to move towards net zero. And I realize there is an economic price to be paid. And perhaps we're pushing too fast, but he would make almost no effort and make the climate an awful lot worse. And he's also a liar, saying he didn't endorse Donald Trump and then saying publicly he did endorse Donald Trump. Obviously, Donald Trump is a despicable rabble-rouser, pathological liar, and so on. Bit funny, then, that Nigel Farage is always labouring Europhiles liars, which, of course, some of them are, but he's rather fork-tongued himself. And so much for not poking your nose into the internal affairs of another country. There he was interfering, used to come to the Republic of Ireland and opine on how we should vote with regards to the European Union. And I actually concur with him. We should have voted for more Eurosceptic line. We did over Nice the first time, and we did over Lisbon the first time. I don't doubt his legal right to do so, but it does sometimes somehow redound against his isolationist ideology. Also being racialist, anti-Romanian rhetoric, and I wouldn't care which ethnicity is against. That's just the only example I know of, saying Romanian crime gangs and what's the difference between people from Romania and people from another country. And saying to James O'Brien, you know what the difference is. James O'Brien once said the right thing. Well, no, I don't. As in, he was trying to suggest that they're all criminals. So this is the lowest form of bigotry. And obviously there are felons of every nationality. I don't know if it's disproportionately high amongst Romanians. Perhaps it is. I'm willing to believe it is if you show me that datum. But that would still be totally wrong to label Romanians like that when most of them are not like this, are the victim of this. And it is bound to exacerbate anti-Romanian prejudice. I know a child who was punched in the playground for being Romanian. And Farage provided the mood music for that. He asked Enoch Powell to join the UK Independence Party over 30 years ago when UKIP was founded. And obviously, he decamped then to the Brexit Party, which has rebranded itself Reform UK and so on. But there's a continuum there. He's actually making rejoining the European Union more likely. And even if it doesn't happen, a closer relationship with it, giving Labour a massive majority, the Liberal Democrats are going to make major gains, and the Lib Dems have come out of the closet, expressing their ultimate aim is to overturn the will of the people and rejoin the European Union. What do you think of Nigel Farage? What would you say to him if you spoke to him? This cheeky chappy, he's the only rhetorician in British politics, a friend of mine was telling me the other day. He's a man of extraordinary ebullience. He's a highly effectual communicator. Even if you think he is rebarbative, you've got to hand it to him. He is talented and he's very energetic. Right, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.